DNA, RNA, and proteins. Section 3. RNA and gene expression. Proteins perform most of the functions of cells. DNA provides the original recipe or information from which proteins are made in the cell. However, DNA does not directly make proteins. A second type of nucleic acid, ribonucleic acid, or RNA, is essential in taking the genetic information from DNA and building proteins. An overview of gene expression. Gene expression is the manifestation of genes into specific traits. Gene expression produces proteins by transcription and translation. This process takes place in two stages, both of which involve RNA. Figure 10 illustrates the parts of the cell that play a role in gene expression. Transcription, DNA to RNA. The first stage of gene expression, which is making RNA from the information in DNA, is called transcription. You can think of transcription as copying or transcribing notes from the board, DNA, to a notebook, RNA. Translation, RNA to proteins. The second stage of gene expression, called translation, uses the information in RNA to make a specific protein. Translation is similar to translating a sentence in one language, RNA, the nucleic acid language, to another language, protein, the amino acid language. RNA, a major player. All of the steps in gene expression involve RNA. Several types of RNA are used in transcription and translation. In cells, three types of RNA complement DNA and translate the genetic code into proteins. But what exactly is RNA, and how does it compare to DNA? RNA versus DNA. Like DNA, RNA is a nucleic acid, a molecule made of nucleotide subunits linked together. Like DNA, RNA has four bases and carries information in the same way that DNA does. RNA differs from DNA in three ways. First, RNA usually is composed of one strand of nucleotides rather than two strands. The structural difference between the two nucleotides is shown in Figure 11. Second, RNA nucleotides contain the 5-carbon sugar ribose rather than the sugar deoxyribose. Ribose contains one more oxygen atom than deoxyribose does. And third, RNA nucleotides have a nitrogenous base called uracil, or U, instead of the base thymine, T. Although no thymine or T bases are found in RNA, the other bases, A, G, and C, are identical to the bases found in DNA. In place of thymine, uracil, U, is complementary to adenine, A, whenever RNA pairs with another nucleic acid. Types of RNA. There are several types of RNA. Three main types of RNA play a role in gene expression. These types are messenger RNA, transfer RNA, and ribosomal RNA. Messenger RNA. When DNA is transcribed into RNA, messenger RNA, or mRNA, is the type of RNA that is produced. mRNA is complementary to the DNA sequence of a gene. The mRNA carries instructions for making a protein from a gene and delivers them to the site of translation. Transfer RNA. During translation, transfer RNA, or tRNA, reads the mRNA sequence. Then, tRNA translates the mRNA sequence into a specific sequence of protein subunits, or amino acids. tRNA molecules have amino acids attached to them, and the tRNA molecules act as decoders, by matching the mRNA sequence and placing the amino acids on growing protein chains. Ribosomal RNA. Protein production occurs on cellular structures called ribosomes. Ribosomes are made up of about 80 protein molecules, or ribosomal proteins, and several large RNA molecules. The RNA that is found in ribosomes is called ribosomal RNA, or rRNA. A cell's cytoplasm contains thousands of ribosomes. In eukaryotic cells, ribosomes are attached to the endoplasmic reticulum, or ER, which transports proteins as the proteins are produced. Transcription, reading the gene. During transcription, the information in a specific region of DNA, a gene, is transcribed or copied into mRNA. Transcription is carried out by a protein called RNA polymerase. The steps of transcription are described below and are shown in Figure 12. Step 1. Transcription begins when RNA polymerase binds to the specific DNA sequence in the gene that is called the promoter. The promoter is the start location. Step 2. RNA polymerase then unwinds and separates the two strands of the double helix to expose the DNA bases on each strand. Step 3. RNA polymerase adds and links complementary RNA bases as it reads the gene. RNA polymerase moves along the bases on the DNA strand in much the same way that a train moves along a track. Transcription follows the base pairing rules for DNA replication, except that in RNA, uracil, rather than thymine, pairs with adenine. As RNA polymerase moves down the DNA strand, a single strand of mRNA grows. Behind the moving RNA polymerase, the two strands of DNA close up and reform the double helix. The RNA polymerase eventually reaches a stop location in the DNA. This stop signal is a sequence of bases that marks the end of each gene in eukaryotes, or the end of a set of genes in prokaryotes. The result is a single strand of mRNA. Transcription versus replication. Like DNA replication, transcription uses DNA as a template for making a new molecule. In transcription, a new molecule of RNA is made from the DNA. However, in DNA replication, a new molecule of DNA is made from the DNA. Also, in DNA replication, both strands of DNA serve as templates. In contrast, during transcription, only part of one of the two strands of DNA, a gene, serves as a template for the new RNA. The genetic code, three-letter words. A gene can be thought of as a sentence of words that is first transcribed and then translated into a functional protein. Once a section of a gene is transcribed into mRNA, the words can be carried from the nucleus to ribosomes in the cytoplasm. There, the words are translated to make proteins. Codons of mRNA. Each of the words in mRNA is made up of three adjacent nucleotide bases. Each three-nucleotide sequence is called a codon. Each codon is matched to one of 20 amino acids, or acts as a start or stop signal for the translation stage. Figure 13 shows this matching system for each of the possible 64 mRNA codons. For example, the codon GCU specifies the amino acid alanine. Notice that each codon specifies only one amino acid, but that several amino acids have more than one codon. This system of matching codons and amino acids is called the genetic code. The genetic code is based on codons that each represent a specific amino acid. Translation. RNA to proteins. Translation is the process of converting the language of RNA, or nucleotide sequences, into the language of proteins, amino acid sequences. Translation occurs in a sequence of steps, involves three kinds of RNA, and results in a complete polypeptide. In the cytoplasm, ribosomes are formed as tRNA, rRNA, and mRNA interact to assemble amino acid sequences that are based on the genetic code. The process of translation is summarized below and in Figure 14. Step 1. Each tRNA is folded into a compact shape, as Figure 15 shows. An amino acid is added to one end of each tRNA. The other end of the tRNA has an anticodon. An anticodon is a three-nucleotide sequence that is complementary to an mRNA codon. Each tRNA molecule carries the amino acid that corresponds with the tRNA's anticodon. After leaving the nucleus, the mRNA joins with the ribosome and tRNA. The mRNA start codon, AUG, signals the beginning of a protein chain. A tRNA molecule carrying methionine at one end and the anticodon UAC at the other end binds to the start codon. Step 2. A tRNA molecule that has the correct anticodon and amino acid binds to the second codon on the mRNA. A peptide bond forms between the two amino acids, and the first tRNA is released from the ribosome. The tRNA leaves its amino acid behind. Step 3. The ribosome moves one codon down the mRNA. Because the anticodon remains attached to the codon, the tRNA molecule and the mRNA molecule move as a unit, which leaves the next mRNA codon open and ready to receive the next tRNA and its amino acid. The amino acid chain continues to grow as each new amino acid binds to the chain and the previous tRNA is released. Step 4. This process is repeated until a stop codon is reached. A stop codon is one of three codons, UAG, UAA, or UGA. No tRNAs have anticodons for these stop codons, so protein production stops. Step 5. The newly made polypeptide falls off the ribosome. The ribosome complex falls apart. The last tRNA leaves the ribosome, and the ribosome moves away from the mRNA. The ribosome is then free to begin translation again on the same mRNA or on another mRNA. Repeating translation. Like replication, translation needs to happen quickly and often. As a segment of mRNA moves through a ribosome, another ribosome can form on the AUG codon on the same mRNA segment and can begin a new translation process. Thus, several ribosomes can translate the same mRNA at the same time, which allows many copies of the same protein to be made rapidly from a single mRNA molecule. Complexities of gene expression. The relationship between genes and their effects is complex. Despite the neatness of the genetic code, every gene cannot be simply linked to a single outcome. Some genes are expressed only at certain times or under specific conditions. Some traits result from the expression of multiple genes. Variations, mistakes, feedback, and other complex interactions can occur at each of the steps in replication and expression. The final outcome of gene expression is affected by the environment of the cells, the presence of other cells, and the timing of gene expression. Overall, knowledge of the basic process of gene expression has allowed scientists to better understand the workings of all organisms. The next chapters delve into the exciting results of applying this knowledge. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of this section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.